It's Friday. My name is Carl. That means it's a Friday takeaway. These are bits of information, snippets of advice that have helped thousands of my patients over the last 16 years overcome their pelvic pain. There's not one single solution, but when you combine all of these elements together, all of the advice I'm giving in these podcasts for free, then what you find is that you start to build a really sensible and safe, evolving, moving forward and progressive self-care plan. So here we are. And this week I'm building on something that we covered last week. Last week I touched on a theme called what went well and why. And this has been building on probably the last three or four of my Friday takeaways around flare-ups, around symptoms, around opening up your spectrum of flare-ups or experiencing a different sensation or a different experience. I can't think of another word at the moment. A different moment, a different action from what may be just feeling like doom and gloom and just dark clouds everywhere all the time. So last week I asked the question, what went well and why? And I encourage you to start jotting them down at the end of the day. Thank you for those of you who responded. It's been lovely to hear from you. So yeah, much appreciated. Please keep the responses coming. I love that. It's nice to know that there are people out there listening to my advice and taking it on board and giving me some feedback as well. So I'll use some of those today. And this is part two. This is pimping up your what went well today activity, making it supercharged, adding a little bit more understanding behind it. So we get really, really good at the stuff that we do often. So you might play guitar often, and you might have the ability to get better at it. You might play football or have played football. We all begin by speaking a language, and we start off by making a lot of gobbledygook, and then we're able to build sentences and structures and paragraphs and have conversations. Some of us can do it okay. Some other people can do it much, much better. Basically, the things that we do often, we tend to get quite good at. And this can work for us in lots of ways, and it can also work against us. So when we're in pain and we're used to looking out for symptoms and exploring them and finding them and being hypervigilant around them and catastrophic around them, the more we do it, guess what? The more we're likely to be good at it. So that, but that doesn't mean that that can't be changed. You learnt how to be that way, and you can learn how to be another way as well. That's what this condition does, is it really hones our skills at focusing on the negative. Look back at my podcast called Teflon and Velcro and Glimmers for a little bit more information there. So we're looking for more positives. And last week, I asked you a question about what went well today. Or we're going to add a little element to this right now and give you some examples and encourage you to really go and find things in your day that went well. And it doesn't have to be around your pelvic pain. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to look beyond your pelvic pain, because if that's the only filter that we have going through the world, then that's not going to help. If we can open up our spectrum to be receptive to other experiences, wow, that's game changing. It really, really is. So I want you to be aware of things that went well that day, today. Perhaps you can reflect on this later on, and things that went well not only for you, but maybe something that happened with another person. Because what you start to do is you both share an experience, and sharing an experience, a positive experience, helps to build bridges. It creates memories with you and the other person. It can build a platform on for, oh, wow, that went well. Maybe we can do that or something similar again. Not gripping hold of it with the sense of this is the only way I can get out of here, but oh, that went well. And it went well. And you ask yourself the question why it went well. Put that down. Now you can take a photo and add it if you really, really want to become really successful at this. You add a photo to your comments, ideally with the other person, of something that you both did together. And that starts to create golden memories and a wins folder for you as well. More on that in episodes to come. So let's give you some examples. One from myself, and this has got nothing to do with pain or anything to do with suffering at all. It's just a really, really nice experience that I shared with my 7-year-old boy. We were in London the other day, walking over Tower Bridge, looking at the Tower of London, and I spotted a seal in the river. And for about 20 seconds, my son and I were watching the seal as it was watching us and probably thousands of other people on Tower Bridge. And then it went. But for me, that was a golden moment that I shared with my son. That was something that went well for me that day. That went in my journal. Maybe I'll share my journal and journaling techniques with you in the coming months as well. But here are some examples of things that happened with other patients. Again, nothing to do with pain, but just wins with someone they care about. Having a takeaway with my wife sitting on the sofa watching a film. Okay, so for some of you, that may not be possible. And there are a couple of sitting examples that have been emailed in. But it doesn't mean that you need to sit there for the whole length of the film. And actually, this guy was sitting in a particular position that took all the pressure off of his perineum, which allowed him to sit there for the whole length of the film. Having a night in. So a patient of mine and his girlfriend had their son looked after, and they just spent the night in together. That was it. That was a win for them. It's really simple. It doesn't have to be complex, doesn't have to have anything to do with pain or stretching or self-care, although I do have an example in a moment of that. It can just be a win, right? Really, really simple. Really simple. That was great. Can we get the kid looked after again? When can we do that? Let's plan that. Let's look forward to that. Here we go. Eating a meal on a chair without rushing to finish. Really, really simple things. Doesn't have to be massive. The next part, I'll read a second part to this as well, but eating a meal, sitting on a chair without rushing, enjoying the meal a little bit more. Maybe that meal was with other people. Again, there's a shared experience right there. That's what went well. Before I had to rush to stretch after eating because my pelvis was on fire after sitting for 5 to 10 minutes. Thank you for sharing. Really, really appreciate that, Alexander. Clearly, the stretching you're doing is making a difference. It's allowing you to sit for longer period of time, and you're then having to rely less on that self-care. That's golden. That's a win right there. What went well today? So many things in that message right there as well. Going for a walk with a friend. Really simple. Really, really simple. Wasn't a long walk, half an hour walk with a friend. Out in this was again something that was shared by another patient, but just that sharing, that out in nature, that doing something. Oh, can we do that again? Should we go and do that again? That was good fun, wasn't it? Maybe we try somewhere different next time, or maybe we go back to the same place because we know it works. Finding a comfortable chair in a pub to share a pint with a mate. 20 minutes. Right, because hard benches did not suit this patient well at all. There we are. Take a photo, having a pint, sitting on a chair in a pub with a mate. Really, really meaningful activity. If you can't drink alcohol at the moment, that's fine. It doesn't have to be alcoholic. Could be an alcohol-free beer, for example. Could be a cup of tea. Could be a herbal tea. Could be a glass of water, sparkling water. Could be anything. But it's just the shared and lived experience right there. It may not be exactly what you want. You may have in mind it has to be like this, exactly like this. Otherwise, it's not a win. I'm going to really encourage you to shake that up. Because if you want to get there, if you want to get to your final destination and have it exactly perfect, take steps towards it. You can't just all of a sudden leap there or wait until I'm 100% better and only then can I go and do those things. That's a failing model. Use these steps, use these wins, note them. Jot them down, add them to a wins folder, take a photo, memorize that, have that categorized, have that in a folder, stamp that with a win. That's what's golden. Don't wait until you're 100% because then you'll never get there. Then you're suffering. I can't do that until I'm 100%. I'm not 100%. Life sucks. Oh, this is awful. It is, but you can make it a lot more pleasurable, a lot more enjoyable, a lot more fun, a lot more connecting to where you want to be. These are small steps forwards in the right direction. This is how you focus on what went well today, and this is how to pimp it up and make the absolute most of this. My name's Carl Monaghan. This is another Friday Takeaway. Please do share, comment, and subscribe. And I'd love to hear back from you, either on our YouTube channel, or in fact, any of the channels, Spotify, Apple Music, Podbeam, YouTube, Facebook. We're everywhere. Just search for us. Pelvic Pain Natters. Or you can email me at pelvicpainnatters, that's natters with an N, for night time, pelvicpainnatters@gmail.com. Really look forward to hearing from you. Loving the interaction at the moment. Till next time.